Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
Praise the Lord. I am more than a conqueror. Shall we lift up our voice as we begin to appreciate the Lord? This hour of prayer, let us exalt His holy name. Let us magnify Him and exalt Him, giving Him all the glory that is due unto Him. He's worthy and worthy to be praised. Father, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. We say thank you. We give you all the glory. Everyone, lift up your voice this noon hour of prayer as you begin to return the glory unto Him. Let us magnify Him. We have seen His good hand over our lives. Let us celebrate Him as a family, as a church, as individual, returning all the praise and glory unto Him for the prayer answers. Father, we give you all the thanks, for this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Everyone, everywhere, lift up your voice in thanksgiving unto the Lord. Express your heart of gratitude unto Him for the wonders and amazing things the Lord has done for us. He has wrought wonders in our midst. To Him be all the glory. As a church, we have come to celebrate His faithfulness. As individual, we are saying thank you. We are saying thank you. To you be the praise, Lord. Blessed be your name forever. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every time we call upon you, you answer us speedily. Father, we are saying thank you. Blessed and blessed is your name. On this altar of prayer, Lord, you have continued to do wonders in our midst. We are truly grateful. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do not take it for granted. We have come like that one leper to say thank you this noon. In the name of Jesus Christ, everyone celebrate His faithfulness. Give Him all the glory. Thank Him and thank Him. Magnify Him. Bless His holy name. Once again, lift up your voice as you begin to declare your expectation. Even in this noon hour of prayer, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the Lord shall confirm every word that we declare according to His will. On this altar of prayer, in the name of Jesus, everyone lift up your voice as you begin to decree and declare that which you want to see, even in this noon hour of prayer, in the name of Jesus. Father, let your presence, oh God, fill this place. In the name of Jesus, let there be speedy answers. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice, give Him thanks, bless His holy name, magnify Him, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Lift your voice to Jesus this afternoon. The mention of His name, every name must bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Christ, is the Lord, to the glory of the Lord, the Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. You are welcome to prayer this afternoon. Everything we decree today shall come to pass. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We are here to just declare the mind of God concerning our life and our family. I tell you, my family will not be forgotten. I know somebody's already saying it. Your family will not be forgotten. Your family will be remembered in the name of Jesus. And therefore, we're going to pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare any sickness planted in my family is uprooted right now. According to Matthew 15, verse 13, He answered, said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Therefore, lift your voice to Jesus and decree, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every sickness planted in my family, it is rooted out. Every sickness planted in my family, it is rooted out. Every sickness planted in my family, we root you out today. Sickness planted in the life of my family, heart disease, every diabetes, cancer planted in my family, be rooted out. Every sickness planted in the life of my father, my parents, Lord, in my family, Lord, I root it out, because I'm not permitted to suffer the way they suffer. I'm not permitted to die the way they die. Sickness planted in that generation, be uprooted right now. Lift up voice to Jesus. Make a declaration. I decree every sickness, disease planted in your family is uprooted right now. I agree with everyone here tonight, this afternoon, saying every sickness planted in your family is uprooted right now. Thank you, Father. Blessed be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We say, pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare by this Sunday services, my family is exempted from any evil and negativity. Evil that we have not planned in our family, we shall not harvest it in the name of Jesus. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. He said, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sweat, that also shall reap. Therefore, lift your voice to Jesus and begin to say, we decree and we declare by this Sunday services, our family shall be exempted from all evils, from all negativity, from every negative pattern. In the name of Jesus, we are exempted by the anointing. We are exempted. Evil my family has not planted, we shall not reap it. Every evil we have not planted, we shall not harvest it. In the name of Jesus Christ, the evil you have not, no one planted in your family, you shall not reap it. The evil you don't plant, you will not reap. The evil you don't plant, you will not harvest. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Father Lord. Blessed be your holy name. I decree and declare your family is exempted from all evils, negative pattern, from accidents, from every untimely death in the land. You are exempted in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Next, we are going to be praying. At this time around, we are going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, by this Sunday services, my family is exempted and delivered from sudden disaster. Sudden disaster, sudden death. We are delivered and exempted from sudden disaster. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto the heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Lift your voice to Jesus. Declare it for the sake of your children and your children. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, by this Sunday service, we declare and decree my family shall be exempted from every evil in the land. My family shall be exempted from every evil work. My family shall be preserved unto the heavenly kingdom. My family shall be delivered from sudden disaster, sudden happening, sudden disaster. We are delivered from sudden disaster, sudden untimely death. In the name of Jesus, that claim life for people, my family is delivered. My children are delivered. In the name of Jesus, your family is delivered right now from sudden disaster. In the name of Jesus, emergency exit, you are delivered. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice to Jesus. Give him all the thanks. Give him all the praise. Blessed be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody under the sound of my voice, your family is delivered from sudden disaster this year. Your family is delivered from sudden disaster this month. Your family is delivered from sudden disaster this week. Your family is delivered from sudden disaster this day, this hour, this minute, this second. Every second of your life, you are delivered from every evil work. So shall it be. Jesus mighty name we pray. Amen. Next, we are going to be praying. We're going to be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare by this Sunday service, whatsoever is missing in my family, heaven supply it today. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. My God shall supply all your needs by this Sunday service. Whatsoever is missing in your life, in the life of your family, it shall be supplied. Lift your voice to Jesus. Decree the word of God. Lift your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare by this Sunday service, whatsoever is missing in my family, whatsoever is lost in my family, it shall be restored. Heaven will find it. Heaven begin to supply it. My God shall supply. God begin to supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Lord God, that supply on it, the supplier of all needs, supply the need of my family, supply what is missing in my family, restore what is needed to be restored in my family, in the name of Jesus Christ. Restore it and let your name be glorified. Let that be restoration of peace. Joy is restored. Answers are restored. Testimonies in the name of Jesus be restored now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your voice to Jesus. Your joy is restored this hour. Somebody under the sound of my voice, I said your joy is restored this hour. Your peace is restored into your marriage. Peace is restored into your home. Peace is restored into your marriage. Peace is restored to your home. You believe it, shout it, believe it, amen. Amen and amen. Next, we're still going to pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare by this Sunday services, my family is exempted from shame. From today, we begin to experience greater glory in my family. In Haggai chapter 2, verse 3 and 9, who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes? In comparison, it is nothing. He said, the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. Let the glory of my family be greater than the former. We shall begin to experience greater glory in this church, greater glory in this family. Somebody lift up us. An end has come to shame. We are exempted from shame. We begin to experience glory, greater glory. Everyone on this line, you will experience greater glory. The glory of the latter shall be greater than the former. That shall be your story. Your glory, the glory of your family, greater glory. Welcome to your season of greater glory. Welcome to your season of greater glory. It doesn't matter what you have seen before. You shall experience greater glory, greater lifting, greater breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. It shall come suddenly. Suddenly, somebody shall be lifted. Suddenly, somebody shall change levels. You are going from glory to glory. Greater glory. Greater glory. Welcome to your season of greater glory. Your family must experience it this year. This week, you will experience greater glory. In the name of Jesus, the glory of the latter shall be greater than the former. That shall be the story of your family. And the name of Jesus, it is confirmed. Greater glory. Greater glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I'd like you to decree to your family. You begin to mention them of everybody that must experience greater glory. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare all my family members right now, I push you into your greater glory. Begin to experience greater glory. Begin to express the glory of the latter shall be greater than the former. You are going to be saying it for the next 7 times. The glory of the latter shall be greater than the former. The glory of the latter shall be greater than the former. The glory of the latter shall be greater than the former. You shall experience greater glory. Every member of my family, begin to experience greater glory. Every member of Winner Chapel, New York, begin to experience greater glory. every pastor begin to experience greater glories. Every elders express greater glory. All deacons and deaconess express greater glory. Brothers and sisters express greater glory. My wife, my children express greater glory. In the name of Jesus, all my family members express greater glory. Greater glory become your portion. I push you into your greater glory. You, in the name of Jesus, I push you into your greater glory. Every member, enter your season of greater glory, greater testimonies. In the name of Jesus, as shaking testimonies. In the mighty name of Jesus, enter to your greater glory, your season of greater glory. You shall not miss it. You shall not miss it. The day of your celebration, you shall not be absent. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift your hand and celebrating. Say with a convincing heart, I am entering into my season of greater glory, and so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody is already putting in the chat, I'm entering into my season of greater glory. Greater glory, greater glory. The glory of the latter shall be greater than the former. The glory of everyone shall be greater than the former. It doesn't matter what you have seen since before 12 o'clock today. You will see greater glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. I'm going to pray again. Declare. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare by this Sunday services, everything God, every good thing God has started in my life, in your family, shall be fulfilled this week. It shall be perfected this week. He said to Zechariah, Zerubbabel, your hand has started this. Your hand shall fulfill it. You have started it. Any project you have started, I don't know, somebody is under the sound of my voice. That project, your hand has started it, your hand will complete it. Lift your voice to Jesus, make a declaration. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare by this Sunday services, every good thing God has started in my life, in my family, it shall be perfected. It shall be concluded. It shall be fulfilled. It shall be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Not by power, not by might, by spirit. Let the spirit of God hasten to fulfill it. Let your spirit hasten your word to fulfill it. Let your spirit hasten your word, begin to fulfill it. Let your spirit hasten your word, begin to fulfill it. Hasten your word to fulfill it in the life of every member. Father, hasten your word and fulfill it. A little one among us shall become a thousand. A small one, a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten my word to fulfill it. Hasten your word, O God, to fulfill it. Hasten your word, O God, to fulfill it. Hasten your word, O God, to fulfill it. In the name of Jesus, enter to the realm of fulfillment, and so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Next, we're going to be praying. We're going to be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, by this Sunday services, I decree and declare, enemy will not prevail over your family. Enemy will not prevail. Lift your voice to Jesus. Cry louder. The enemy will not prevail. I will build my church, the gate of air. Principalities and power, wizards and wizards, you shall not prevail over my family. You will not prevail over my children. You will not prevail over my wife. You shall not prevail over this assembly. You shall not prevail over our pastors, witches and wizards, principalities and power. No matter the gate of hell that rise up against any one of you, they shall not prevail. I said they shall not prevail. Enemy will not prevail over you. Oh my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemy triumph over me. Enemy will not triumph over you. The enemy will not triumph over you. In your business, in your career, in everything you lay your hands upon this land, enemy will not prevail over your life. You will not labor and another man will eat. Your labor in this land shall not be a waste. It shall not be in vain. In the name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I pray for someone, your labor shall not be in vain. I said your labor shall not be in vain. I thought somebody saying the loudest amen. Say the loudest amen. Enemy will not prevail over me. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I love that. The enemy will not prevail over you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Next, we're going to pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, every member of my family, arise, shine. Your light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. In the name of Jesus, darkness may cover the hearts, grow darkness the people, but the Lord shall rise upon you. The glory will be seen. In my family this year, there shall be multiple marriages. The glory will be seen. Multiple sidebacks. In the name of Jesus, multiple children. The glory must be seen. Good things, minimum. In the name of Jesus, 10 children in every family. In the name of Jesus, makakuto zese. In the name of Jesus, good things must happen in your family. Your family must arise. Your family must shine. It is their time to shine. The glory must be seen in your family this year. Shout, the glory must be seen in my family this year. The glory will be seen. The glory of this house, former house, shall be greater. Greater glory will be seen in your family this year. Your family will arise. Your family will shine. The glory of the Lord shall be seen upon your family. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Finally, we decree, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare by this Sunday service, I'd like you to pray this prayer with all your heart. Heavy disappointments at the edge of breakthrough. You are disappointed today. Disappointments at the edge of my breakthrough is disappointed today. By the fire of Holy Ghost, by the power that back up Liberation Commission, I decree every disappointment for any one of you at the edge of breakthrough, it is disappointed today. Lift up voice to Jesus. Every disappointment at the edge of breakthrough is disappointed today. In the name of Jesus, you will laugh again. Your family will laugh again. Your family will be congratulated again. Your family will be lifted again. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are delivered from rising and falling. In the name of Jesus, every disappointment at the edge of breakthroughs and then has come to hit today. In the name of Jesus, door no one has not opened in your family, you shall open it. In the name of Jesus, where your family member fail, you will not fail. Where your parents have failed, you begin to succeed. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Welcome to your season of sudden blessings. In the name of Jesus, lift your hand to Jesus and begin to give him thanks for the answer prayer. Thank you, Father Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Your family will laugh again. Your family will celebrate again. Your family will be congratulated again. Can I say it this way? You will laugh again. You will be celebrated again. You will be congratulated again. In the name of Jesus, and so shall it be. Lift your hand to Jesus. Give him all the thanks. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. This Sunday, every one of you is exempted from all evil. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. See you again. God bless you. Amen and amen. It is done. Together, let's share the goodness and fellowship. Surely.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International, New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.